This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the full 2 hours this week. Al is taking a little break from KER Politics, so that means we get to spend 2 hours focusing on U.S. markets, currencies, as well as the metals. The second hour is going to be mostly focused on the metals and some updates from some stocks that we are following. Remember, this weekend we also have a couple conferences in Vancouver. I will be attending the Cambridge House Vancouver Resource Investment Conference Sunday and Monday. I have a couple panels that I'm moderating, as well as giving a speech on Sunday. So if anybody is around and attending that show, please send me an email, fleck@kereport.com. Happy to meet up with you, whether it's at the show or even better for a beer kind of around the show, maybe watch some playoff football on Sunday. Let's kick off this show, though, with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, let's start off by talking about the U.S. equity markets. No doubt in technically even a bear market after that 20% decline, but we have seen about a four-week bounce here right after Christmas. Can you summarize your overall thoughts on where the market stands to kick us off?
Yeah, I think for the past year or so, I've been saying I think we're in a major topping process. And I think the decline that we saw starting in October and into December was the start of a new bear market. I recently published a piece on my site, a blog post on the topic that just showed, you know, when you are so overvalued, CAPE ratio is currently 30. Historically, when the CAPE ratio is over 25 and the price, the S&P 500 index is below its 200-day moving average, it's not a good sign for forward returns. My friend Jason Gedford helped me out by looking back at, you know, what was the history of this, looking back almost 100 years in the market, and there's only been several occurrences. It was the 1929 top, where you saw CAPE ratio get over this hurdle of 25 and then market reversed lower below the 200 day. We saw it in 98 briefly, and then in late 2000, early 2001. And then you saw it again in, late 2007, 2008. So almost all of these were just the beginnings of major bear markets. And I think that's where we are right now.
Now, can we talk about some of the analogs that you have been watching, comparing current market conditions to what we've seen in markets over the past few declines?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple that I'm looking at pretty closely, and they go back to that 2000-2001 top and the 2007-2008 top. The sell-off and the rally, you know, I've been watching this 2007-2008 price analog pretty closely, and just to mention about these things, basically I'm just overlaying the price over the current price action. And a lot of people are critical of this as a methodology. I think you don't use it, by itself. Paul Tudor Jones famously did this to profit from the 1987 crash. He used a 1929 analog. Price analog, just essentially printed it out and laid it over a printout of the 87 market, and was able to profit on that simply by the analog. But I think the 2007-2008 analog has been really interesting. The market has followed that very closely for the past 9 months or so. It started to not look perfect over the last couple of weeks. But what looks really interesting to me is the very early 2001 action. And it's almost, exactly the same dates in 2001 as we're looking at today. So it would be January 2001. We saw very early in the year, we saw a 4% rally, just like we did what was it, back on, was the day after Christmas. So it's off by, you know, a few days. But this is a very, another interesting analog that shows, both of these analogs would suggest that prices should, this rally should peak anywhere from the next few days to the next couple of weeks, and potentially reverse lower to test the December lows by the middle of next month.
That's a pretty quick test of these December lows. To me, that really shows kind of this snapback recovery that is retracing about half of that move down, but then following right down to these lows. That would creep in a lot more fear to this market. Already fear has been creeping in, but what do you think about that aspect of sentiment truly turning against these markets?
Yeah, I think we're very likely to test these lows. My friend Bryce Coward, who's with Knowledge Leaders Capital, recently did a study of this, and he looked back at, I think there's something like about 15% kind of waterfall declines that he went back and looked at historically, and that's essentially a 15% decline in a short period of time. 100% of those saw an eventual test of the lows. So every one of them tested. 15 of the 19, so there are 19 cases, 15 of those saw breaks to lower lows. And almost every case was in the midst of recession. So, I mean, there's economic implications here too we could talk about. But I think that there's a very good chance we go down to test these lows. You know, what happens when we test them will be very interesting. I mean, I think if you're bullish, you have to hope for a test because, you know, a V bottom like this that is sustainable is very rare. It's just not something that, that happens. A test that holds would be potentially bullish, but a breakdown below the December lows, I think, would start to usher in that sort of, panic and, potentially a reversal of the kind of the passive aggression that we've seen over the last 5-10 years of money's just flowed into equities nonstop for the last 10 years. I've kind of tried to think about what would precipitate that unwind of that trade, and I think a break below those December lows could be that type of a catalyst.
Okay, so essentially if we do get maybe a test of those lows and a double bottom in place, people could take that as bullish, but boy, people are definitely scared right now, and money has started to flow into some of the other sectors. The other factor that has gotten a lot of attention at the tail end of last year and carries over into this year, and I think will be a major story, is what the Fed is going to do. We've heard from a number of the Fed heads, and overall, I think we can all agree that the Fed right now is in pause mode. So they've done about a 90-degree turn, not a 180. They're not cutting rates, but they seem to not be looking to hike rates, at least right now in current market conditions. How important do you think this change has been for these markets and for the overall Fed policy?
Well, I think it's been obvious that the market is traded very heavily off of, you know, the implied Fed policy, or, you know, the language on the part of the Fed. You know, was it early mid-December when Powell said, you know, we're going to basically maintain quantitative tightening on autopilot come hell or high water? Markets freaked out. And, you know, we're going to continue raising rates. That's, you know, the market sold off after that and it was straight down until Christmas. You know, and then when they came out and said, no, take that back. It's not autopilot. We stand by, you know, we're more data dependent. And if we need to rein in QE or, you know, put pause rate hikes, you know, then, you know, markets saw fit to rally, on that. So, It's really interesting, because, you know, we're still not at a real Fed funds rate. Essentially, you have, you know, core CPI right around, you know, just over 2%, and the Fed funds rate 2.5, something like that. So the Fed, you know, is just barely getting into actual tightening mode.
All right, Jesse, we are going to have to wrap it up there, but I am having you on the next segment, so everybody stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I am continuing to chat with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, in the second segment, let's look at some of the other markets outside of just the U.S. market, starting with the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar had a very good 2018, but that was following up on a very bad 2017, where the dollar only got back about 60-something percent in what it lost in 2017, and at the tail end of the year was rolling over again. It has not dropped to any lower lows and consistently put in lower highs and even higher highs throughout 2018. Where do you see the balance in the currency markets for the dollar?
I'm bearish on the dollar, and I have been for a couple of years. It was with end of 2016 where the dollar really peaked, rolled over hard. In 2017, we did have what I consider to be a counter trend rally last year, and it's interesting to me that it is looking like it's reversing here, just below the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement of that 2017 decline. So, you know, that's all consistent to me with a bear market rally in the dollar. I think, you know, look at what precipitated the rally in the dollar last year was the relative hawkishness of Fed monetary policy compared to, you know, Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, along with the repatriation of corporate cash. And the corporate cash repatriation is over. If you look at, you know, it quarter by quarter, first two quarters of last year saw a ton of cash repatriated. Third quarter really dropped off, and fourth quarter, you know, way dropped off. So I think that trade is done. And then you look at the difference between, you know, that relative hawkishness of monetary policy. If the Fed's now on hold, you don't have that relative hawkishness anymore. That's shifting, which is also bearish for the dollar. At the same time, I think the biggest fundamental driver of the dollar is the fiscal deficit. You know, it's approaching $1 trillion, but as Jeff Gundlach recently pointed out, the actual debt, the federal debt, is actually growing at over $1 trillion, like 1.2-1.3 trillion, which amounts to 6% of GDP. This is insane, especially during an economic expansion, to see 6% of GDP debt growth. This is a huge tailwind to the bear market and the dollar.
Well, and that's such a key distinction, is that this deficit and the debt continues to skyrocket even during, as you said, this so-called expansion really leaves the U.S. in a tough position. But this seems to be happening around the world. So just how long can it go on for? I know that's just such an impossible question to answer, but what kind of position does it put not just the U.S. but other countries in when they do get another full-on bear market or recession?
Yeah, well, you know, you said it's going on around the world. Well, ours is 6% of GDP. That's how fast our debt is growing year over year. There's an outrage. It's outrageous. In Italy, there's their fiscal deficit's 2.4%. And people are outraged. In Japan, it's, you know, 4% and change, and it's trending towards 3%. So we are so much, you know, in such worse shape, actually, relatively speaking, than Japan or Italy or anyone else you want to look at that's problematic, that, you know, people say, yeah, well, it's happening around the world. It is potentially, but ours is actually worsening. It's not trending in the right direction, and it's relatively so much worse. Germany has a surplus. So, you know, I think that you're absolutely right to be concerned that there's tons of signs that it looks like we're headed for a recession, if not in one already. And if that's the case, we're probably talking $2 trillion in deficits. And that is the point when that becomes clear that the dollar tanks and gold explodes to the upside. So we could be very close to that point.
Well, and that's a very good relation to what the dollar could do as well, because since the U.S. is percentage-wise in a worse position, then that does give people the cover to get out of the U.S. dollar, even when they continue to see weakness in other currencies. You even mentioned it there that you think gold, or it does play out for a scenario where gold could explode upwards. Gold still unable to break out, but if you look at that long-term chart, it is putting in this very long, drawn-out U-shaped bottom. Where do we stand for gold in 2019?
You know, I think it all depends on this deficit and recession and the dollar and all that kind of stuff together, monetary policy. But to me, yes, it's very clearly going through a bottoming phase. Gold price is up. It's interesting to me that gold price is up 20%, 25% over the last, 3 years or so. And people are still, there's still so much negative sentiment towards it. To me, I love it. That's, fantastic. That's a great sign that you have that skepticism early on in a new bull market, is very, very healthy, I think. But I think if these things play out like I think they will with, recession, the dollar, tanks as the deficit, really, really begins to widen. Gold's, going to 1500 pretty quickly, if not, testing those old 2011 highs. That's kind of what I mean when I say explodes higher. It's not going to be a move to, 1450 or something. It's going to be moved to, 1516, 1650, something like that, I think.
Okay. Hey, that's really what I think a lot of the generalists are waiting for, some defined breakout in the gold price. One other thing that you follow, Jesse, are the gold stocks, especially the majors. You coined this one term, the bang stocks, just last year that encompass the major stocks. Some of these bang stocks, though, they've started to combine, just like Goldcorp and Newmont. That deal has been met with some skepticism. What was your takeaway from that overall transaction?
At first, I was very bullish on Goldcorp. I owned a ton of, buying a ton of it over the last couple of months. I just think it's another situation, or it was another situation like late 15, early 16, where the stock's trading at half its book value and, has great properties, in, really good jurisdictions. So for me, it seemed like a low risk opportunity to take a good position in it. But so when Newmont announced the deal, I initially thought, oh man, they're stealing this thing. There's no way they should pay less than $15 a share for Goldcorp. And I started looking into Newmont, and, Newmont itself is very cheap. And, you look at the valuation of Newmont, and it typically is trading about 2.7 times sales right now. I'm talking about enterprise value to revenues. It historically is traded just over 4 times. So it's cheap relative to its own history. And then when you look at its competitors, Barrick, Agnico Eagle, they all trade right around 4 times enterprise value to revenues currently.
All right. Hey, Jesse, always great chatting with you. I highly respect all that you do for all the subscribers at the Felder Report. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, Jesse, and we will be chatting in the next few weeks. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Always enjoy it.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's going to make a major announcement at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. They'll talk about border security and the government shutdown.
California's governor says he received what he called a jaw-dropping, extraordinary letter from the U.S. Department of Labor. Gavin Newsom said he will stand by his pledge to pay unemployment benefits to TSA agents who are working without pay during the shutdown, even though the Department of Labor told him not to do it.
We have firm foundation, firm legal footing to do it, and the Department of Labor, in essence, threatened us. And with respect, we will not be intimidated by that threat.
Newsom says the workers who accept unemployment benefits will be expected to reimburse the state once they receive their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Jesse Felder. In this segment, I am chatting with Nicholas Pardini. He has been on the show a couple times before. He is the founder of the Davos Investment Group. You can also check out his research website that is called the Cause and Effect Report. I will post a link within the weekend show posting if anybody wants to check out that research website. And Nicholas, let's talk about the U.S. equity markets. That is mostly what I'm focusing on in the first hour. And the whole question of, is the bounce that we are seeing in the U.S. markets, is this simply kind of a dead cat bounce, a short squeeze after that 20% decline that we have seen? Or is there more to this? Is this, or was that just a natural correction in still a bull market? Can you share with us what factors you're weighing?
Well, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's really a bull market anymore because we did have a 20% move down, but whether this is the world's shortest bear market in history, I have my doubts. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, it's the relative positioning in the cycle. Usually bear markets bottom out with complete apathy towards the market in terms of sentiment and also with massive easing stimulus measures already being done by the Fed. And all we've had so far is just a promise maybe to slow down the rate of rate hikes. There's no cuts and there's no new asset purchases or QE for the people or any sort of shock and awe measure that would trigger some sort of like new source of risk or new source of liquidity. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, all the economic data, especially in Europe and China, is really slowing and acceleratingly slowing. And that's continued even since the post-Christmas Eve bottom. So then the other thing is that if you look at the stuff that's moving up the fastest, it's the companies that are the most heavily short, with the notable exception of PG&E because they filed for bankruptcy. So those are the kind of reasons I am skeptical. I think that the better question I think for traders is not necessarily if this is just a bear market rally or the start of a new bull market, but it's how long is this bear market rally going to last? Because I think the analog here is not 2008. It's not just going to be a straight line down with some sort of a Lehman catastrophe. It's more like a 2000 to 2003 bear market cycle where you had this downward channel where you had 3 years in a row, 2000, 01, and 02, where you had 20% pullbacks. But it wasn't like all at once. The market lost 49% of its value from 2000 peak to 2003. And the NASDAQ, and the market for an S&P 500, lost 80% over that same period of time. But it was not... it was gradual, and it had many sharp rallies in between. And I think that's one of those sharp rallies in between.
Now, I think that's a very important distinction as to what type of a bear market we have, because of the way that that bear market will force central banks to react. Central banks, as you even said, were such a driver behind that bull market with all this easy money. And now all they really are is kind of in pause mode. They're not hawkish. They're not dovish. They're seeing how this market reacts. And if we get, say, one of those sideways markets, sideways to down bear markets, do you think that forces their hand into anything other than still staying on the sideline?
Well, it depends on inflation, because basically the Fed is stuck between three different rocks and hard places, metaphorically. They have to protect the bond market to a certain degree, because if rates go up too high, then you have a fiscal crisis in the United States, especially with widening government deficits. We're not at the level of Japan where it takes like a tiny interest rate increase to cause the country to default. But if real rates got meaningfully positive, it would cause a serious fiscal crisis in the United States. So then they also have to protect the stock market, because the stock market is a leading indicator for economic confidence. And the whole recovery that they've created, and also President Trump personally said, use the stock market as my scorecard of my success of my economic policies as president. There's a lot of political pressure to keep the stock, and economic pressure to keep the stock market afloat. The third thing is the dollar. If the dollar fell off 10%, it wouldn't really be entirely the end of the world. It may actually benefit some exporters and some of the emerging market debt imbalances. But the other side to that is if the dollar goes down in a much more than that, in a rapid way, then you've got issues in terms of real standard of living falling in the United States, and it's going to pinch the consumer in terms of purchasing power. And I think a lot of the reason why the tariffs have taken a huge effect yet is because the increase in tariffs have been offset by an increase in the U.S. dollar. If you don't have that dollar increase to offset the tariffs, then those are going to hurt a lot more in terms of the consumer's pocketbook. So they have to choose here. If inflation stays high, especially core inflation net of oil prices, if they can do another round of easing, it's going to cause a lot of the inequality and social tensions that created a lot of the political and social volatility that's caused everybody to be so nervous, for one. But more importantly, on the second side, if you have too much inflation, then that creates a whole other aspect of economic problems and make the future slowdown even worse. Like the 70s had 10 years of 10% inflation, and even though the economy wasn't in contraction most of the time, it felt that way for the most American people, and it made a really rough decade economically. I'm not saying we're having a repeat of that, but they're going to try to prevent that from happening again. And if inflation is high, they're not going to be able to repeat the QE around last time. The reason why it worked, if it did work last time, is mainly because inflation was very low that whole time period. And so, yeah, I think that what they'll do is they'll balance of the three. And so that's why I think it's going to be a more gradual path down, because the Fed, if they react, it will be slow and it will only be partially, because they don't want to unleash the inflation risks that are going on in the economy on one side. But at the same time, they don't want consumer confidence to be completely destroyed by a 2008-style crashing market. So they're going to try to smooth talk this down. And also, there still is the buying dip mentality in the market, but it's also with baby boomers aging and selling off some assets, it's not it's going to be canceled out somewhat. So I think, yeah, it's just going to be that's part of the reason why I think this is going to be a slower grind down in stocks and real estate and a lot of other financial assets. So let me know, is that clear?
Yeah, I think that's clear. And I think one thing you're also getting at is the fact that there is still a lot of liquidity in these markets. Even though the central banks aren't injecting as much as they were over the last 10 years, the fact of the matter is, right now at least, there isn't a liquidity squeeze. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting at is that there's less liquidity now. And so as a result, there's not that permanent bid on the market. And also, there's not that catalyst to keep rates down, especially in more speculative assets, because that's all driven by central banks holding down the curve.
All right, we're going to wrap it up at that there, Nicholas. Some interesting comments, and I think a very good look at what type of a bear market we are in for in the U.S. and even globally. It's been, as I said, a 20% decline. It started to climb out of that, but in no way has it broken some of these more recent downtrends that we are now in. Nicholas, great having you on the show. Thanks again for taking some time with us this weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebesteDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebesteDpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition and getting some more comments from a economic and market standpoint, not just in the U.S., but around the world. I am chatting with Mark Chandler. Mark joins me usually on Mondays every week to look ahead to what some of the drivers in terms of data and any announcements or speeches will be for that week, but I decided to push Mark back this week and have him on the weekend show because we had so many unknowns heading into this last week we just experienced. Mark Chandler is the managing partner over at Bannockburn Global Forex, also writes the blog Mark to Market. Mark, let's start off by talking about Europe. We had a Brexit vote that failed quite significantly, but then we also had a no confidence vote where May narrowly succeeded and is still retaining her power. So Brexit, although a hard Brexit, seems very much off the table. She's going to have the opportunity to present another proposal. What was your thoughts on that back and forth, all the news that came out of the UK this week in terms of Brexit and that no confidence vote?
Yeah, no, I think it was a historic week, like you say. The government lost the vote in Parliament by the most ever in the UK, and so I think that what we have in some ways, as you go into the new week, we're basically where we were a week ago, in the sense that May is going to submit with Plan B come Monday. Parliament, the House of Commons, will debate it, and then there will be a vote the following week. So, but I think that in general, I'd say that most likely, and this is what we talked about, I think, before as well, is that most likely Brexit does not take place at the end of March. Almost every conceivable scenario would force a postponement. And so I would think that what we're going to get out of this is a later and softer Brexit. But if there is going to be a referendum, if there's going to be a second referendum, which is a possible scenario, I don't think it's very likely right now, but it's possible. The Remains, those who want to stay status quo or want to stay in the EU with the sort of the UK's attitude towards reforming it, those people would win. And so in that case, I'd say I'm thinking that it's going to be a later and softer Brexit, but a second referendum, I think, is all bets are off.
How do you think this impacts the currencies moving forward, like the euro, like the pound, if we still have this big question mark looming over them? Do you expect any significant moves or any new trends to develop?
Well, you know, we've had this big rally in sterling, really, in the last several weeks on the back of people like myself thinking that a softer Brexit or a postponed Brexit is really a good thing for the UK and a good thing for the UK economy. And so sterling has rallied. Basically, you know, we had that flash crash back in earlier this month, and sterling got down to about 126. 30 or so. We tested 130 this week. And I think the 130 level is the target I had. It's a chart point. It's a technical level of some importance. It's holding today ahead of the weekend. And I think going into these May's presentation, her proposal, possible amendments to it on Monday, a lot of uncertainty. And with sterling at these kinds of levels, and by these kinds of levels, I mean we're at the more or less the highest level we've been since the middle of November. I'd rather be short now. Last couple of weeks, I'd rather be long sterling, but now I'd rather be short. I think that this 130 area is important technically. Uncertainty is going to prevent new buyers from chasing it higher, I think.
So really, just staying within this range that it has been trading in, even though it has rallied recently, sounds like a lot of other markets right now that are very much range-bound. Let's talk about the ECB as well. Draghi did acknowledge that the economy has been disappointing, but he did defend the overall ECB. Do you think we see any change of policy coming out of the ECB sooner rather than later?
Well, the ECB does meet in the week ahead, and I think Draghi's speech before the European Parliament a couple of days ago sort of like stole the thunder from his press conference, talked more about the downside, sounded kind of dour. He wanted to maintain this risk balanced, a balanced risk outlook, but still talked about slower for longer. He's still putting a lot of stock in the strength of labor market. It is important for investors because it's telling us what indicators that he's watching that would get him to turn around, make it become easier policy, perhaps another long-term repo operation or something like that, long-term loans. And the idea is the labor market shows some weakness that is going to weaken his case to try to keep those risks, his risk assessment balanced. And so I think that's where we're headed. I think that the ECB is going to have to provide more liquidity through its long-term lending operations, probably towards the middle of the year.
Okay, that's interesting because technically they were talking about some sort of rate hikes about the middle of the year, about, well, 6 months ago. So could be a change coming from the ECB, but overall, no denying that Europe does continue to remain quite weak. Let's also talk about China and the U.S. in terms of trade. China made a comment on Friday that they were willing, or at least they're considering, buying U.S. imports to the tune of about $1 trillion a year for 6 years. That helped the markets rebound. It even brought up base metals a little bit. The dollar went up on the back of this news. Do you think there's anything substantive about what China said?
Yes, I think that this is really China's position. China's willing to buy more U.S. goods and services. If they could get rid of the tariffs and if they could have a more normalized relationship with the U.S., I think that China offered something along these lines previously. They might have increased the numbers with this latest report. They had a deal with U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin last year, and it looked like it was going to work. It is before the tariffs, and U.S. President Trump rejected it. And so maybe given the weakness that we've had in the stock market in the U.S., you'd say, well, maybe Trump is more likely to accept it now. I'm not so sure. You know, it's a part of the great story this year, really, already for the stock market, the 50% retracement U.S. S&P from its peak back in September. So we had this huge drop. A lot of people were talking of its recession, it's like doom and gloom, and here we are having one of the best starts in years in the U.S. stock market. So I think that might take some pressure off of Trump to sort of compromise on trade. my senses as well, and is that the trade issue, what we think is trade issue, is not really about simply about the trade balance. There's things about like non-tariff barriers, like intellectual property rights. And at the same time, as you know, up there in Canada, we've got this problem going with the Chinese computer company, a tech company, and it's it looks like it's escalating rather than de-escalating. And I think that's also like partly a function of this hostile relationship we have.
So where does that all leave us, though, right now, Mark? Like, we are seeing the U.S. with higher deficits, higher debt levels. GDP is doing okay, though, and some of the recent strength in the U.S. data has been encouraging, but we still have a U.S. government shutdown, which is projected to hit GDP about 0.1% each week that the government is closed. It really is, I think, at least a mixed message coming out of the U.S., especially with this U.S. market volatility as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is kind of an awkward time. I mean, the government is closed. It's really having impacted. It's sort of like you can't see it. It can't sound the surface. But for example, IPOs are frozen. An approval, say, for mergers and acquisitions. If that office, I believe, is closed or at least slowing down. All kinds of registrations, Federal Home Loan Bureau can't grant mortgages. And so these things have accumulating effect. I don't think it puts the U.S. in favorable light. But that said, investors seem to be, for the most part, ignoring that and focusing on what I think is that the still focusing, I think, on the story of underlying strength of the U.S. economy. And in the 2 weeks, the markets moved from beginning to price in a cut here in the first half of the year to pricing in about a 25% chance of a hike.
All right, we're going to leave it at that, Mark, because there is a lot for investors to consider, and you are right. They are very much focused on short-term moves right now. Mark, great chatting with you this weekend. Everybody, be sure to stick around. The second hour, I will be back and focusing more on the metals sector with some comments and some company updates. Thanks again for your time this weekend, Mark.
Good luck.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.